كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير وأهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي. وبداية خلونا نحكي بأهم عناوين نشرتنا الصباحية لليوم. بدنا نحكي اليوم عن شراكة جديدة ما بين المشرق وأنغامي وجوجل التي تطلق أولى ساعاتها الجديدة، وتلخيص السعودية اللي حصلت الآن على تمويل جديد. وبداية خلونا نبدأ أخبارنا في الحديث أكثر عن شركة أنغامي والمشرق. كشف الآن المشرق اللي هو أحد المؤسسات المالية الرائدة في دولة الإمارات العربية المتحدة عن إبرام شراكة طويلة الأمد مع أنغامي، منصة بث الموسيقى والترفيه الرائدة في منطقة الشرق الأوسط وشمال أفريقيا، وطبعا هي الخيار المفضل للموسيقى العربية والعالمية لتزويد عملاء المشرق بالإمارات بمزايا حصرية، بما في ذلك اشتراك مجاني لمدة 12 شهر في خدمة أنغامي بلس. ورح تشهد الشراكة تعاون كل من المشرق وأنغامي لإطلاق مبادرات توعوية، إذ سوف تتولى أنغامي مهمة إنتاج بودكاست حصري لصالح حملة العلامة التجارية للمشرق، رح يكون اسمه Rise Everyday، باعتبار البودكاست إحدى أبرز الوسائط الصوتية انتشاراً وقدرة على التقريب بين العلامات التجارية وأيضاً الجمهور المستهدف، حيث سيتطرق لقصص نجاح ملهمة من الشرق الأوسط وشمال أفريقيا لأفراد تمكنوا من تجاوز التحديات والعقبات لتحقيق أحلامهم. ومن خلال توظيف قوة الموسيقى وتأثيرها أيضا على الجمهور، راح تقوم أنغامي أيضا بتأليف أغنية من إنتاجها الأصلي خصيصا لبنك المشرق، لتساعد بذلك على تعزيز الوعي المجتمعي بالعلامة التجارية لبنك المشرق عبر التركيز على الثقافة المحلية. الجميل اللي عم نشوفه هون أنه يمكن البنك كان سابقا هو شيء تقليدي جدا، وحتى طريقة التسويق للبنوك بتتبع الطرق التقليدية، ولكن الآن عم نشوف أن العديد من البنوك عم تتجه نحو الرقمنة، عم تركز على السوشيال ميديا وأيضا يعني أشكال الإعلام الجديد، حتى منها كان البودكاست وغيرها بالشراكة هذه مع أنغامي. أما إذا بننتقل إلى ثاني خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن عالم التكنولوجيا وعملاقة التكنولوجيا شركة جوجل تحديدا، كشفت جوجل النقاب اليوم عن بالتحديد عن ساعتها الجديدة وأيضا عن مجموعة من الأجهزة الجديدة، ومن ضمنها أولى ساعاتها الذكية بيكسل ووتش. كما كشفت النقاب عن هواتف أيضا بيكسل 7 مقابل $599 وبيكسل 7 أيضا مقابل $899، وبيبلغ حجم شاشة بيكسل 7 نحو 6.3 بوصة، وهي أكثر سطوعا بنسبة 25% من طراز العام الماضي، ورح يدعم حجمين لسعة الهاتف اللي هي 128 جيجا بايت و256 جيجا بايت. ومن المقرر إصدار الأجهزة الجديدة في 13 من أكتوبر من هذا الشهر. ومن المقرر أيضا أنه تتمتع ساعة جوجل الجديدة بمميزات بتتبع الصحة من خلال فيتبت، وهي طبعا الشركة اللي استحوذت عليها جوجل مقابل $2.1 مليار. وتنتج فيتبت أجهزة تتبع الأنشطة وأجهزة التكنولوجيا اللاسلكية القابلة للارتداء، والتي تقيس البيانات مثل طبعا عم نحكي عن الستبس، عدد الخطوات، أو حتى معدل ضربات القلب وغيرها من المقاييس الشخصية المشاركة في اللياقة البدنية. ومن الممكن أيضا الاستعانة بفيتبت لتتبع التدريبات وجودة النوم والخطوات الإضافية اللي يتعين اتخاذها. وبتوفر جوجل عضوية متميزة في فيتبت على مدار أول 6 أشهر من شراء بيكسل ووتش، وبتتيح تلك الخدمة الوصول إلى أكثر من 200 تمرين، كما بتوفر معلومات حول كيفية النوم وتغيير معدل ضربات القلب بمرور الوقت. ومن الممكن أيضا أنه تعمل ساعة بشحن واحدة فقط لمدة 24 ساعة، أي أطول بنحو 6 ساعات من ساعة أبل سيريز 8. أما عن سعر الساعة فبيبدأ من $349.99، وبتتميز بخاصية البلوتوث والواي فاي أيضا، فيما يصل سعرها إلى $399.99 مقابل الحصول طبعا على خدمات الفور جي. أما عن آخر خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن عالم الشركات الناشئة تحديدا في المملكة العربية السعودية، كشفت شركة تخليص السعودية المختصة بالخدمات اللوجستية والتخليص الجمركي تحديدا عن إغلاقها جولة استثمارية بري سيد بمشاركة عدد من المستثمرين، ولكن دون الإفصاح عن قيمة الجولة المالية أو حتى المشاركين فيها. تأسست الشركة في أبريل 2021 تحديداً ساعية لربط المستخدمين بالمخلصين الجمركيين لجعل عمليات الاستيراد والتصدير وأيضاً الشحن وحتى النقل والتخزين أكثر سهولة، وذلك لتيسير التجارة بين المملكة العربية السعودية ودول العالم. وتعمل تخليص حالياً على تجهيز منصتها وتطبيقها على الهواتف الذكية لتكون متوفرة للاستخدام قريباً، وبتستعد لتقديم مجموعة من الحلول التقنية للعملاء تحديداً في المملكة العربية السعودية لمساعدتهم في أعمالهم عبر تولي إدارة العمليات اللوجستية. وأيضاً هذا الشيء اللي عم نشوفه بالفترة الأخيرة أنه حتى القطاعات التقليدية أو الجمركية أو اللوجستية كلها عم تتجه نحو الرقمنة بالفترة الأخيرة، وعم تطلق تطبيقها الخاص أو موقعها الخاص بالفترة الأخيرة. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، ولكن خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع حسين مكية الرئيس التنفيذي لشركة You Got A Gift. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد.
Okay guys, we love smashy business news, but Augustus Media is much more than that.
That's right, we are a content house, and along with Smashy, Augustus Media creates heaps of content, like The Love in Dubai Show.
I'm Casey, that's Simran, we're your hosts of The Love in Dubai Show.
ورجعنا لكم من جديد ومعنا ضيفنا حسين مكية, CEO of You Got A Gift. Welcome to the show, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Hala. Thank you for having me on the show.
First of all, حابين نعرف أكثر عن You Got A Gift, وإذا هيك بتعطينا بريف ونبذة عن الشركة.
Sure. Just a quick introduction. You Got A Gift is a marketplace for digital gift cards in the Middle East. We effectively connect the top retail brands in the region with the consumers and businesses. Our prepaid cards are entirely digital, which means that you can buy them online and have them delivered by email or SMS to the receivers. Today, we work with 700 plus brands across the region. We reach 5 million users, and we serve about 2,000 corporates across the region. Our business is segmented into three different parts. We have a consumer business and a B2B business. So let me start with the consumer business, which we call the consumer gifting business, which is essentially an online platform, like an e-commerce platform, where you can go online and buy gift cards for your friends or family to celebrate all sorts of occasions. It's a fun experience, lots of personalization. You can design your gift cards, greeting messages, videos, recordings, all sorts of fun social interaction, and have it delivered instantly by email and SMS. We also do group gifting. This is where you're able to invite your friends to chip in for a bigger gift as well.
That's
a very
smart.
Popular.
Yeah.
It's a very popular with parents when it comes to the teacher gifting. So we have a wonderful seasons where the parents do a lot of gifting. We also do farewell gifting. So in the workplace, people who are leaving, they also the employees gather around and chip in and invite. So the consumer gifting is very much about individual gifting and group gifting. The second part of our business, which is the first part of the B2B, we call it loyalty rewards. And this is whereby we support loyalty programs, typically of banks, telcos, airlines, where they have a large customer base, and they want to give them the option to redeem their points, which they have earned through the program, against shopping vouchers, right? So a good example of that is Etisalat Smiles. It's a very well-known UAE program where customers have earned points through the Etisalat Smiles application. And we power the last mile voucher redemption. So you can, in real time, on the app of Smiles, you can swap your points and receive an e-gift card, which you can take to the store and then flash it at the cashier and check out with it. So we've done a lot of, we do a lot of loyalty business. Today we power about 40 plus loyalty programs when it comes to redemptions. This is Etisalat, FAB, FAB, ADCB, for example, with Saudia, SAB, SAIB, and big sort of institutions like that. So that is loyalty rewards. And the last part of our business is what we call employee and customer rewards. This is very much for corporates who have you know, a medium to large workforce, and they want to reward and recognize them for achievements or workplace occasions. So we offer them an enterprise solution, an online portal where they can manage bulk orders of gift cards and have them distributed in real time across the organization. It also, they also use it to send to their customers, also to thank them for their loyalty or thank them for participating in a particular service, and even they use it for customer promotions and acquisition campaigns. So the business is very, very diversified today. We pretty much play in the entire ecosystem of the gift card space, where we have a very strong B2B and a B2C proposition to the market.
Amazing. Can you give us examples of the companies that you guys work with and people can buy the gift or they purchase it through you?
So for example, if you're a consumer and you just want to you know, buy a gift card, then we have our website and we have our application. You got a gift, and that's where you have what we call the, you know, the direct to consumer channels, mm-hmm. where you can buy and customize and send those gift cards. So that's the direct channels that we have. If you are a banking or a telco customer of Etisalat, FAB, مثلاً بالإمارات, SAB, then you, if you are part of the loyalty program of these businesses, then you'll have the option to log into their app, look at your options, and our gift cards will appear there.
Okay, amazing.
So you can swap your points on those programs.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah. And also a question, يعني, you got a gift. Is it very seasonal? Do you see a lot of trends? لأنه gifting can be a high season during the holiday now, for instance. Or as you say, like مثلا في بعض الأيام مثل يوم المعلم, as you said, أو يوم الحب أو إلى آخره. But do you see any trends?
Absolutely. It's a seasonal business. There are highs and lows in this business, for sure. Akid, quarter four is one of the high, we call it peak. That's where everybody is celebrating, everybody is redeeming their points so that they can go and you know, and buy gifts for each other. But we see quarter four as being very high, and quarter one is also very high. This is where employers want to recognize their employees.
Yeah, I can hear you on the...
Yeah. They want to recognize their employees. So again, that's a high season.
That's interesting.
And birthdays is all year round. We have always a consistent celebrations around birthdays.
So the beautiful part about the website, or the interesting part, is it's categorized to the occasion as well. So people don't even need to think that much. If they want for a birthday, they just click on it and it gives them the options. مثل ما حكيت انت كمان مثلا housewarming, for instance, because some people don't know what to get. It's the user experience is very easy and friendly.
Yes, so the whole premise of You Got a Gift is convenience and choice, right? So, you know, initially when we started this business many years ago, the idea was to offer a destination where you can, online destination where you can buy gift cards. And you know, and we started to talk, approach the brands and list those brands and tell them, you know, just list with me and I will get you access to consumers. So the whole thing was based on convenience and choice. And, you know, one of the things that we've been very active in is to constantly innovate in this space. One of the things that we've brought to the region is the first, we call the first multi-brand e-gift card. So instead of you now choosing a specific brand to gift your friend, now you can choose one card that gives you access to hundreds of brands.
Nice.
Right? And that is what we call the Happy You card. So now, you know, you don't have to think too much. You focus on personalizing the gift rather than what do I want to give him.
That's all amazing. Right?
Yes, so that is our you know, bestseller across consumers and employee rewards. Because again, when it comes to a corporate, and I want to give you a gift to say well done, I don't know what you like,
exactly.
So I give you a Happy You card and make sure that you will use it, spend it in the way that you wish, and we give you unlimited choice. Today in the UAE alone, we have 180 brands you could choose from. So the 150 brands you can choose from, et cetera, So that's the convenience and the trust, and it's the digital aspect of this business that has allowed us to create such innovative products. Traditionally, a gift card was a very physical, plastic form, which was specific to a brand. So once you bought it, you were locked into that brand. With the digital advent, now you can actually create variants of that product, and you can launch such products to give more choice. So we have occasion multi-brand cards, and we have category brand cards. So you can go and buy a fashion card if
yes.
you want. Or you want to give a home and garden card, for example. So all of this has become possible with the digital age that we're sort of been, you know, working through.
And in You Got a Gift, you guys went through a very transformation, rebranding as well. So can you tell us more about it and how was that phase as well?
Yes. So just to take you a little bit back, when we started this business many years ago, we were very much about consumer gifting, right? But we soon realized that gift cards were still a new thing in the region many years ago.
Yeah.
And let alone digital, that was a whole thing to understand.
Exactly.
So we quickly pivoted to the B2B space. Like I explained to you, we went into loyalty rewards, went to employee and customer rewards, a lot of B2B solutions and integrations. And therefore, what we felt over the years that we've outgrown that brand, right? The brand initially was, very friendly, very approachable, and it was in a box, which was kind of restrictive in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have realized that our business has completely transformed. It's much more diversified. We are today very much an enabler for the gift card ecosystem. We have a B2B and a B2C offering. We're kind of driving towards what we call branded currency. So today, the gift card has evolved as well over the years. To a much more flexible product, which is a gifting product, but at the same time can act as a payment product, right? So today, we are enabling retailers to issue this branded currency so that they can reach much further with it into these B2B channels, which they don't necessarily be chasing, right? So the new identity is much more flexible. It's much more digital as well. It is very customer centric. Again, the emphasis is on you, which means it's about you. And we have over the years been very much about understanding the market, what products works for you as in consumers or businesses. We're very much sensitive to delivering on our promise. We are very, very much customer centric. So we feel that the you and You Got a Gift is the is the centerpiece, and everything we do now is relevant and timely for the region and for the end users, which can be both businesses and consumers.
And that shows you how important it is for you as an entrepreneur and a business owner to be flexible and open, not to be maybe stubborn about the idea you started with, because there are so many other ways to succeed.
Absolutely, Hala. I mean, when we started, we thought, the consumer gifting will be the thing. At the time when we started, there was a boom in retail and everybody was using mobile phones. The penetration of the internet was high. So we thought we just launch an online site and people will flock it. Mm-hmm. But only to realize that, the adoption is going to take time. So we pivoted and we created a much, much bigger business. Today, our B2B business dwarfs our consumer business. We are almost 85% B2B and 15% wow. B2C. So we understood the opportunity better and we built for it. But we obviously see huge growth in the consumer business, and that's why we are ready to take on now growing that part of the business, because I think the digital adoption, the recent acceleration in digital is really felt now into our business. People are more comfortable with, first they're more comfortable with gift cards and they're much more comfortable with e-commerce.
That's what I believe in.
Tremendous.
Pardon? I see exactly. And if you have more acceptance to gift cards right now, I feel at the years before, you need to spread awareness about how to use it, what it is, and that kind of mindset around it. However, now I would see the website and be like, oh, this makes my life easier, because people are more into convenience as well right now and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, the stigma of gift cards is going away. The stigma that, I haven't been thoughtful enough.
Yes.
That's gone away. Today, people know what they want, today, if you support them with a brand that gives them choice, then they're very happy. You'll know for sure they'll get something what they really want, so not wasted, and they will remember it even more so as a result. It also helps in budgeting and helping them, to get where they need to spend it at. So gift cards today, globally is about a $700 billion industry, and it's growing very fast. 2026 projections indicate to be a $1.4 trillion industry. So it's very, very popular across consumers and businesses. And the region alone today, we based on estimates, it's about a $3 billion industry, especially in the Gulf region. And again, that is looking to grow to about $5 billion by 2026. So a huge growth opportunity there in gift cards or branded currency, as we begin to call it. Because today, gift cards are omnichannel. They're not just physical. Yeah. They can be digital as well.
100%.
So that is that's where the growth also will be felt, because now you can put this branded currency in different places, in consumer channels and in business channels, and therefore they will have wider reach and the brands will benefit tremendously more by becoming accessible to a much, much wider audience. In different workflows.
Exactly.
So that is really the power of the gift card. The word gift in gift card, I think, is a little bit limiting. It goes beyond just a gift. It's a payment product, increasingly. And we are seeing today that people are not just buying them as a gift card to give to somebody, but they're also buying it for themselves. There is value in buying it for yourself, because you might access offers and mm-hmm. deals within those gift cards, so that will benefit you in order, especially if you're going to shop in certain brands, and you will be able to get extra value for your money. Also, they use it for budgeting. Sometimes, people receive, hypermarket gift cards or online shopping gift cards, and help them to budget for spending. So use cases of gift cards are emerging very fast,
yeah.
And we are seeing a fast adoption of that product.
I mean, the numbers and the future is looking positive. Thank you so much, Hussein, for being with us, and best of luck in You Got a Gift.
Thank you very much.
شكرا لكل الناس يوتيوب شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا بنشوفكم يوم الاثنين بنفس الموعد نهاركم سعيد جميعا
مثل ما وعدناكم اخبار جديده ومقابلات مع رواد اعمال يوميا في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في حملوا التطبيق الان